Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hello, Scotchos!
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror. Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, my favorite Halloween treat, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola! Welcome, everybody. Man, I just barely got that tweet in. I was just typing away as you were introducing me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a close call.
It was.
Because, see, I have it. I normally do it and I copy it so I can just paste it in there and send it out.
Right.
But I made a mistake and I was trying to do a print screen thing, and when I hit print screen, of course, it wipes out what I'd already saved. So I had to do it manually. Had to do it the old-fashioned way.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating.
I'm a professional, though, so I got it done.
Yes. Well, that's a good thing because we have a lot of guests in the room all of a sudden. And
nice.
Yes. So.
That's hot.
Yes, it is.
Holy
so how
shit.
Are you?
Where those people all come from?
I don't know, because for the last 10 days, we've been number one, and over 20,000 people have listened to IWS Radio.
That and might be it. We have no idea why all those people are listening.
Well, they're shut-ins. They're in hospitals. They have colostomy bags, can't move too well, and what else are you going to do?
You know, the ad for the disposable catheters that they run on MSNBC would be perfect for our audience.
You know, that's kind of funny that you brought that up because I was going to bring that up today because I had nothing else. And you know the guy
you
in
just
the
led me right into it.
Yeah, you know the guy in the commercial. He looks like a nice guy. He looks like someone I would like to have as my neighbor. Just a smile on his face.
Yeah, nothing bothers him.
No, because
just a positive attitude.
Yeah, because as they say in the ad, the catheters come pre-lubricated, which is always helpful.
Yes, it is. That's what I search for. At the store was the. The pre-lubricated items.
Yes. You don't even want one of your closest friends to lubricate it for you. You want it.
No.
So
not
we have
my
a
own
lot of
lubing.
We have a ton of people in the chat room, and we have the lovely.
Oh yeah.
Lovely Jamie. A.
Listening in.
Yes. And, Jay, we have a phone call already.
We have a call. This could get interesting.
Really? Well, let's pick that call up, and then, you know, we can go do our banter later.
Sure.
702, you're with Stupid.
Hey, this is OP.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening, man?
What's the show about?
Well, it's about nothing today. It's kind of like a Seinfeld episode.
We're just
really?
Winging it, dude. Yeah.
Got a lot of medical problems taking place within the IWS franchise.
Got things happening.
What do you think about the upcoming elections?
They'll take place in November.
Going to be a close one. Coming down to the wire. Leaning towards Gary Johnson right now.
There you go. Good call, J-Man. And you? Huh.
All right, then.
I haven't heard of that candidate, but we appreciate the call.
Yeah. Good times.
All right. You know, Jay.
We kind of knew that's where it was going, but you know what? We just were looking for callers today.
You know who that probably was? That was Ed from The Ed Show. Who could never get the number one on BTR because of our brilliance.
Oh, no. That, I was thinking Ed Schultz. No, you're right.
love to
Ed
see all
from The Ed Show, who we keep cock blocking. Hey, look who just said hello to us in the chat room. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
We got a sexy good morning this morning.
Oh, jeez.
From Whatever Joe, who actually doesn't show up on the list of listeners here. I just see guess, and it won't.
I know.
Oh my God,
Jay, we have another call.
Yep.
And it's from 661, which is odd. Let's pick that up. 661,
yeah, hey
you're
calling.
With stupid.
Yeah,
hey,
I just wanted to call in response to that last guy who called. I'm not sure, first time caller, I'm not sure who it was that said he had never heard of Gary Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
That's because your mind has been corrupted by the evil Zionist Jewish media conspiracy to keep third parties out of politics.
Uh-huh. I don't know about all that.
Wait, is it a little odd that the evil Zionist Jewish conspiracy has delivered us a Mormon and a born again Christian as our?
Well, they're really both shills for the state of Israel. So I'm not being facetious at all here. You're a total mind slave to the Jews, and this isn't funny at all.
No, you're close. I'm actually a love slave to the Jews.
That makes sense. I mean, if you like those uncircumcised Jewish cocks.
Well,
my God, he's a funny guy, too. Now, was that necessary?
No,
was that necessary?
No. But once again, we appreciate his call. Because we're open and honest.
No, I don't. I don't appreciate that call one bit.
Didn't you like that? All right. Hey, this may be our greatest show ever.
So, Matt.
Yes.
Before things get out of hand, give us an update.
All right, the Schmoopster.
The Schmoopster is lying in a hospital bed at Oklahoma State University.
Ohio State.
It's the same thing. Same thing.
No, it's
OSU,
not. Oh,
whatever.
Trust me, it's not.
Oregon State.
Ohio State.
is she continuing to drain this morning?
Yes. I talked to her at 8:45 this morning. They did surgery on her yesterday, and she was draining then. And I'll tell you what, there's been improvement because the drainage yesterday was dark brown. Now it's light yellow. So all the toxins are out. And Jay, after the procedure they did yesterday around her liver to open up a bile duct, they have no longer mentioned cancer nor an additional surgery.
Well, now that is some pretty damn good news.
Yes, I mean, maybe they will this afternoon. We're going to know more. But as of now, it's more hopeful than it was at this time yesterday.
Well, that's a pretty hopeful situation, and I'm feeling kind of hopeful
for the first time in a week. As I told you, I'm cautiously optimistic, and we'll see go ahead.
No, I was just saying a little warning to the Schmoopster here. I don't like to be disappointed after I turn optimistic.
I know, I don't either. And I've got a boner or two to, and I've got a bone or two to pick about her getting sick here in a little while. But first of all, let's take this call. 870, you're with Stupid.
Hey, what's up? Some guy called in earlier. His name is OP. My name is OP, too. I'm gay, but I want to get on to the topic of politics. I'm a first-time caller. You should have seen my face when I got this call picked up. It's never happened to me before. You know the deal when you can only vote for two people who are almost exactly alike?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's why do you even lift your pencil off the paper to vote? I mean, I'm not a decided voter, really. I can't decide whether I want to vote or not, really. I'm in my home state. There's this local initiative to legalize medical marijuana. I don't even understand why. I mean, I don't even, you know?
Huh. Well,
fascinating.
That is.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that was, I think we lost the call.
Yeah, well, that's a shame. But we have a new one.
Anyway, that was calling in from my redneck of the woods.
Really?
The 870 number there, yeah.
Oh, and let me tell you.
Apparently it is Troll Sunday.
Oh, well, let's try to pick up another 661 call.
Okay.
661, you're back with Stupid.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing today? Long time
listener.
Hey, doing fantastic. How you doing? That's a great radio voice you got there, man. Fantastic radio voice.
I've been told that before. So I wanted to ask you guys, when
I got a raging radio boner right now.
What's that now?
God, I got a huge boner myself. Listen, so when Romney was debating with Obama, and he asked Obama if he was an archaeologist, what did you guys think of that? That was kind of off the wall, I thought.
I didn't watch the debates.
No,
you didn't watch the debate?
No.
No.
Well,
no,
I mean,
I didn't watch
there was
the
a
debate.
There was a huge debacle, I'm telling you right now. I mean, it was off the wall. I mean, my friend George C., you know, he was talking about the whole archaeologist line, and it was all over the news. You guys miss it?
Mm-hmm. Totally. I didn't know there was a debate.
Totally. But you know what? Just keep talking, because I love your voice, man.
That's
fantastic.
Voice. Yeah, I've been talking.
Oh, man.
Good.
That's
so,
a sexy voice.
I mean, listen. The whole point is that Romney had a huge bone for Obama to inspect, and Obama just froze up on stage. He didn't know what to say.
Oh, I hate
you know,
that.
He was just a look of shock.
That's
on
what
him.
Happens.
It was like he didn't know how to deal with the deficit. He didn't know how to deal with the economy, and he didn't know how to deal with a large bone for him to inspect. It just nothing added up.
Well, didn't you freeze up the first time a nice large bone came through the glory hole at your face? Oh, we lost him.
And people think J-Man is the sweetest guy on earth.
Well, that guy did have a great radio voice, though, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He was close to being Mike. He was being close to Mike Sevilla, the bad boy of social media.
That's right. And I tell you what, everybody in our chat room.
Who I wish treated people down at OSU Medical Center.
Yeah, that would be helpful to have him around.
Yes.
And everybody, I tell you what, everybody in our chat room, go to blogtalkradio.com/fanmedrocks. And the next time Dr. Mike is on the air, you guys give him a holla.
Uh-oh, Jay. Jay.
Feel him. I see it.
Are you ready?
I'm totally ready.
937, you're with Stupid. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Good.
That's good. Who's this?
Who's this?
Reagan.
Aww.
Have you recovered from your sugar high last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you have a good time last night, Reagan?
Yeah.
That's good. So what are you going to do
today? Did you
throw
the candy all over the place?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun, wasn't it? after you threw it all over the place, did you eat it all?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So what else is going on, Reagan? Reagan.
I like to watch TV.
Do you really? What do you watch, Reagan?
Sometimes I like to watch SpongeBob.
Oh, SpongeBob's cool.
I know.
Yeah, and he's much brighter than most of the people who have called in today.
So, have you eaten all of your candy that you got trick-or-treating last night? Reagan, stay with us here.
Come on, Reagan, you're not Linda Blair.
We're live. We're on the air here.
All right.
Okay.
Beth feels better.
You what?
I hope Beth feels better.
Aww.
That's very sweet. And she does feel better today.
Yes, she does. So anything else?
Bye, Matt and Jay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The lovely Reagan, everyone.
It was Reagan.
Yes, what a cutie.
Okay,
I take back what I said earlier, Jay. I said this was going to be our best show. It might be our most interesting show.
It's definitely been different.
Yes.
It's been 18 minutes of oddness.
Yeah, but we like that.
We like that, and as I mentioned in the chat room, obviously we got the troll patrol out after us today.
That's okay. We're the soup of the day.
I guess so. But I'm not answering unknown numbers that pop up.
Oh,
that
I will.
That can't happen.
No?
Oh, okay. Now, those 661 numbers, I think, are probably Skype numbers anyway. So.
Yeah. It's almost as interesting.
But the 870 dude's going to get a phone call sometime today, tonight, early morning.
Did you write that number down, did you?
Several days in a row. No, not really, but.
Oh, we
and,
have another.
Well,
six,
there we
six
go.
There we go. I mean, this is what we said we'd do.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. You're with Stupid.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
Oh, wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic.
Great.
I'm pretty good. I'm sitting here in my boxers listening to you guys talk. What is the main subject for the show? I'm trying to understand because I want to participate. I mean, there's a lot of guests here in chat.
We have no subject today. That was the whole thing.
No subject?
No. Open phone Sunday.
No, not today.
All right, let's talk about lifting. Let's get real here. What do you guys do? Do you guys lift?
Do we what?
We lift 12
lift?
Ounces at a time.
12 ounces? Is that like a beer reference?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're all right. You're pretty clever. You're on top of things.
I don't go out much, actually. I'm calling from my basement right now. Of course.
Are you eating Cheetos?
Cheetos? No. I eat healthy.
No.
Okay.
Are you a shut-in?
What's that? No, I'm not shut-in.
Okay. All right. Well, we were just wondering because our general audience is, shut-ins who are antisocial. Don't get out much. So,
what kind of character from TV would you relate them to? If you
what
had to pick
that?
One, what kind of character from TV would you relate them to?
I think probably Alf.
Alf?
Yeah.
I think that's before my time. Are you like 60 or something?
No.
I'm more like a Kramer.
Kramer?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more like a George Costanza.
Oh my God, you're making me nervous.
A little angry. A little angry.
Costanza is
loud.
A great man. Okay, are you implying something, sir?
No, not at all. Do not take offense to my statements
here. I mean,
here,
it's 2012. Come on, we're supposed to be open-minded here.
But I'm saying George was had a little bit of an anger issue. He did have to go to anger management class.
I think he was just misunderstood.
No, I don't think he was. He was angry.
And also, are you letting us know that you're also balding?
Oh God, no! I have a full head of hair, sir. I'm in my 20s.
Oh, excellent. Well, so do I.
Well,
I have beautiful hair.
I had a full head of hair in my 20s, and I'm bald as hell.
Do either of you lift?
No.
No.
No. Why not?
Why? So much effort.
Effort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's effort, but is that a negative effort? Is it something that's a waste of time?
Oh, yeah. Why are you?
Why
lifting?
Is it a waste of time?
Why would you?
Why
lift?
Am I lifting?
Yeah.
Because a man should not go through his life without feeling the strength that his body is capable of.
Okay.
Do you disagree?
That's not bad. Do you do like push-ups and pull-ups and stuff like that too?
Fuck no. I lift shit off the ground and put it back down. Listen,
wow. Monkeys do that too.
If you're just going to have to put it right back where it was, why do you lift?
I want to understand, hey, why do you not lift?
I just choose not. I choose not to.
Nope. He fell off the line.
Oh.
What? Is BTR just knocking people off? Oh, and see, Monkey wanted to know if our caller wears sunglasses in the gym. I bet he does.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he does. Yeah. I bet he's a Guido type. It's, you know, gym, tan, laundry.
Or as they said in 16 Candles, he's a bow hunk. And in his 20s.
Okay, so as we were discussing,
mm-hmm.
The Schmoopster.
Yeah.
And for all of our new listeners, that Schmoop is Matt Mann's BFF OSP.
Mm-hmm.
And she is.
She had
a little blockage.
She went into the hospital Monday, and now it's Sunday. It's been 6 days. No one figured out what it was. She had surgery yesterday. She had turned yellow, and they finally unclogged the bile duct yesterday, and it's draining quite well. Evidently, she's draining into a bag. And I was kind of hurt.
That is hot.
Yeah, well, I was kind of hurt today, Jay, because she said she was taking her bag to the bathroom this morning. I said, I thought I was your bag.
Uh-huh.
And she said she'd been replaced.
Oh.
I know.
And, you know, and we tried, and we wanted her to call in today.
But no.
And she wouldn't do it.
No, too busy.
She wouldn't do it. Here we are. You know, she's been lounging around in luxury accommodations all week. And the only thing we've asked of her was to call in today. And she couldn't do it.
She refused. And I've been here in this apartment all week without a car. Because her brother has it. Up there in Columbus with her, eating frozen pizza and hamburgers.
Just been you and a very concerned cat.
Oh, my God. And let me tell you, the Corkmeister is not happy. Even though I think...
No, things are not... Yeah, she likes a schedule.
She does. And I'll tell you what, I had a bad day at work. It was the worst day I've had at work yesterday. Because all these people were coming in because it's trick or treat. Hey, you passing out candy? No, I'm not passing out candy. But here, little princess, you want a pint of rose? And then after the worst day I've had at work there, I came home and I took one step into the apartment and the lights are not on and I stepped on the frickin' cat. She meowed, clawed my leg, and I went, God damn it! Oh, God. It took me forever to get settled down last night.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And you've been a little rattled this week. A little rattled, a little on edge.
My God, if Notre Dame had lost last night, you wouldn't even be talking to me now because I would have slit my throat.
Well, when I talked to you last night, you were so nervous about Notre Dame, you didn't want to watch it. You didn't want updates.
Nope.
And while I was talking to you, the quarterback, Golson, was laid out for a bit there. Looked like he looked a little bad for a moment, but he got up. After he got screamed at for his coach for taking a rest on the field.
Well, no, I'll tell you what, I was so exhausted. I bet I went to bed at like 12:30 last night. And yet I woke up at 5:38. And I actually made coffee, Jay, because, you know, even for me, 5:38 is a little too early to start drinking. Not much.
Only a little. Only a little.
And then here's the thing. I made coffee, and now I'm out of coffee. So possibly Schmoop is going to be released on Tuesday. Well, I'm going to tell her, on your way home from the hospital in Columbus, you're picking up some goddamn coffee. And I got a list of a few other things. I'm running out of food here.
Yeah. Hey, honey, on your way home from the hospital, I need you to run by the store.
Exactly. Well, they do have the car.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, fair is fair.
And then, although I was a little more inspired after I talked to her this morning because she sounded good, you know, I got those boogers in my nose, the dry ones.
Oh.
You know they're in there, and you try to reach them, but you just can't.
Yeah. Oh,
God, this week has sucked.
Yeah, it's been a rough one. Well, I tell you, I finished off this long and difficult week full of worry and dread by having Meat Lover's Pizza last night.
Yeah,
all
saw
meat
that.
Pizza. I won't say who I got it from. Because we don't give free advertising out, but but anyway, they rhyme with pizza putt. Everybody except the people who have been trying to call us today will get that. anyway, I had the all meat pizza last night, and at 3 a.m. this morning, I was up with a pretty spectacular round of diarrhea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I tell you what, when I have the other pieces tonight, the leftover for dinner, mm-hmm. I will. I'll have to pick some of that Italian sausage off because it just kind of does a number on me.
Well, and I'll tell you what, And we have 90 seconds left in the live stream, so if you're going to call in now at 661-244-9852. But I'll tell you what, Jay. Hey,
Joe, Mike, you can call.
Yep. I'll tell you what, Jay. I'm going to give Schmoop even more crap. Jay had diarrhea at 3:30 in the morning, and he still did the show, and you can't call in from the hospital room.
Just lying there in a comfortable bed.
Good God.
Unbelievable.
America has grown lazy. So, there you have it.
Right. And I do want to mention that Dr. Mike Seville is in the chat room.
Yeah, I
so,
saw that. Thanks.
For all the folks who would like to go by blogtalkradio.com/fanmedrocks.
Yeah.
And hang out with Doc Mike. And I'd highly recommend you do it.
Okay, we're
tremendous
gonna take,
show.
We're going to take one more call. 330, you're with Stupid.
This is the best show ever.
Totally.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's Mike.
Yeah, it's Dr. Mike. What's up, man?
Oh. I'm sorry. It's Dr. Mike, not Mike.
It's the bad boy. It's not dour mind.
No, I wish I was. I should Yeah, I should act like Mike. I'm Mike. Like me.
Instead, it's the bad boy.
Yes.
Now you guys know why I never take calls on my show.
I know. You've never taken my call. Oh, wait. I've never called, have I?
Only your call.
Yeah. You said, hey, there's a number here, 870, and Kat says, that's Los Cachos. And you go, delete. We don't need this crap. So, Doc,
I was a little worried about that.
Yeah, well, we're all worried about the smoke.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, smoke's doing better. Doing better.
Well,
allegedly. All of the doctors there at the Ohio State University Medical Center have gotten together and they stared at her. They poked at her. They finally decided, hey, you know what we could do? We could go in there and we could drain that bile from the blocked bile duct. And Smoop was like, sure, whatever.
Here's the good thing, though, Dr. Mike and Jay. A good thing has come out of this because I was watching the Weather Channel because they're all upset about the big storm, and the Red Cross was on there asking for blood. But that's okay. That has been taken care of because they've taken 8 gallons of blood out of her, testing it, and it's all going to be shipped to New Jersey.
I don't now. Can the people in New Jersey handle such pure blood?
Well, I don't know. And then, Dr. Mike, they said she was anemic.
She probably needed a transfusion after all that.
You think?
They're like, you know what? We need to put some of that back. My goodness. But anyway, after with her draining, she her normal skin tone will be back by tomorrow, and they'll be like, well, we might need to keep her. She's a bit pale now.
Don't say that, Jay. This morning has not been a good day. So
how long will it take her to lose the yellow?
I don't know. It depends how yellow she was.
Well, here's the thing. And in all seriousness, and I thought about this last night, and Dr. Mike, I noticed it about 2 weeks ago in her eyes, and but you don't know how long it's been building up, do you?
No, you don't.
Yeah. And I know you don't want to say too much because you don't want to diagnose someone that you haven't seen.
Doc is like, you know what? I pay enough in malpractice insurance. I don't really need to. I don't need to be discussing things in detail here.
Well, I can tell you something like that. I mean, that is something that sneaks up on you. And it doesn't usually wouldn't cause, you know, a lot of pain or suffering or, you know, something like that. It's just
that's
one day.
She had no pain at all, and she still doesn't. I mean, other than from the couple of procedures she went through, she never had any pain at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get kind of frustrating to, you know, not be in pain. Not have any discomfort or anything like that and still be, you know, things not going the way you're supposed to be.
Exactly.
Right.
So.
All right.
Anyway, so big win for your Buckeyes yesterday.
Yeah, it was all over Twitter and Facebook with my friends out there.
Another step closer to not going to the Big 12 championship or BCS championship.
Yeah. way to motivate. Let's win for nothing.
It's pretty fantastic for, they'll be 12-0 and Penn State will be sitting there at 9-3 and a 7-5 Wisconsin will be in the championship game.
And we can call this college football season the best teams that never were.
Exactly. They could do a 30 for 30 special on that Ohio State team. But anyway, then it'll be fun when Alabama, Notre Dame, Oregon, and Kansas State are all undefeated and two teams get left out of the BCS championship. We know that one of them is going to be Notre Dame because they don't have a conference championship game to get the extra points from the computers on. Yeah. So they're going to get screwed. And the other one will probably be Kansas State because, shit, who's Kansas State? Nobody watches them.
Dr. Mike, we're waiting for you to say something.
I got nothing. Hey, can we talk politics? No. No way.
You're the best caller we've had all day.
And the funny thing is, you said you're not Dour Mike. Yes, you are.
Well, you know what's great about the Troll Patrol there and all those calls is that, and I don't know exactly how it works, but the BTR formula is, live listens, archive listens, phone calls. So we're going to end up with, a couple dozen phone calls and oodles of live listeners. It guarantees this show will go to number one.
I know.
It'll go to number one by tonight.
Imagine.
Then we'll wait until tomorrow.
The funny thing about that is you haven't been number one yet, have you, Dr. Mike?
No, I've been in the top five. I've been in the top five, but I'm so jealous. Yeah. I should. Every show should be like open line. And then
I guess so. Because if they show up on the switchboard, maybe they count. And you can just delete each one. Because right now it shows that we had 119 live listeners and 23 callers.
Wow. Well, what I do is when I see them on the switchboard, I just hang up on them to hope they'll call back, and that'll count as another call.
That's very good.
Exactly. Exactly. It just keeps counting and, keep racking up the numbers.
Yeah. Then you just keep saying, I'll get your call. Let me just finish this thought.
Uh-huh.
And then you hang up on them.
Yeah.
You blame BTR. You'd be like, hey, what happened? Did BTR kick them off? I don't know what happened.
It'd be like Sports Talk Radio. Your call's after the break. And after the break, you'd be like, your call's coming up.
After the break,
we'll get to your calls. Yep. I just got one more story on the Octomom, and then we'll get to your calls. Let me do a quick check of Twitter, see what's happening in the world, and I'll get to your calls.
Well, another thing you could do, Dr. Mike, is you could just put your show in the comedy category, and you would be, number two every week.
I think I'd be lower than that.
Oh, I doubt it.
No. I think our number one shows in comedy would be like number 15 in the health category, I think.
At least you would beat the Ed show, and that's all we care about.
That's right. We don't know Ed. We probably would like him if we did know him, but until then, we just keep wanting to beat him out by one.
is it,
I think he slipped. I think we're ahead of something Ratchet Radio or something now.
Oh yeah, Ham Ratchet. Ham Ratchet.
Ham Ratchet. I have no clue what they mean by that.
I don't either.
Is that the show that friends you, DMs you, and then unfriends you? Or is that another show?
No, that was another show. I can't even remember the name of her show now. Hmm. But that's still outrageous to do that.
Oh, and by the way.
Man, I mean, that is just low.
And by the way, Dr. Mike,
yeah.
There is a guy who comes through the drive-thru, the beer mine, once a week, and
yeah.
He looks just like you.
Oh,
and
man,
I always chuckle when he comes through.
Do you have an evil twin brother in Bagwine?
Well, yeah, all of us Asian people look the same. So probably look like
you just
that,
thought you'd beat. You just wanted
look,
to beat
like
Matt
that Korean
that, yeah.
that Korean guy on YouTube
yeah.
that has 400 billion views on his video or something.
Yeah, Gangnam Style.
There you go.
Yep. And did you see that Korean pop singer Hauna? Did a cover of that song with him, which they should have titled Hyman Style, but they didn't.
There you go.
moving on quickly.
Well, no, we can't move on. Well, sort of. Hey, did you get to see, Dr. Mike, did you get to see my Dr. Rawalpindi post from the other day?
No, I did. I was laughing and I was outraged at the same time, so it was pretty good.
Thank you. Okay, I can live with that. I can live with that.
As long as you chuckled at some point.
Exactly. There
you
go. Yeah, I chuckled because it was so true, and I'm like, oh, damn.
It was. I'll tell you what, and I love what you do because you just seem to be on it as a doctor. It was just a mess for the first 4 days. It was just no information, no nothing. It's only been in the last 2 days that would,
yeah.
That's all. It's just frustration.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's unfortunately, that's what happens because we can't say anything because we know you guys are hanging on every word, and if we say left instead of right, then you'd be like, oh, let me call my attorney of jerk.
No, and I do understand that. But
yeah.
It was to the point where there was nothing at all.
Yeah. I mean, you guys need something. You need something.
Exactly.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the something was, oh, it could be cancer. And, like, that's never a good thing. So
right.
that's a bummer.
Yeah. But then again, that's not something you want to spring on people after a week of, well, this is some kind of blockage. So expect the worst, hope for the best type thing.
Yeah, it sounds like it was maybe a stone in there or something like that. So
well, we knew it wasn't that. So
no, it wasn't. No,
they actually.
So she wasn't stoned at all.
No, she won't. No.
not until she gets home.
They actually made that determination here in Springfield, which was amazing.
Oh.
Yeah, I
know.
And
that was their only guess. And when it turned out to not be that, they're like, well, we're going to have to send you somewhere else.
Exactly.
We're just not equipped for anything this fancy.
We're going to send you to a more expensive place.
That's what we
but
do.
She did get
like,
a
luxury. You got a nice ride to Cleveland.
Yeah, I know.
You got a luxury ride for you. Well, we got less than a minute here.
All right, then.
All right. Well, hey, good
thanks
show.
Thanks for calling
I'm
in.
Glad you're doing a little bit better. So.
Well, thanks, and thanks for calling in.
All right, man.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys.
Thanks for calling and hanging out with us, Doc. Doc Maxwell, everybody.
Oh, the man. The bad boy.
Quality human being right there.
Yes, he is.
All right. Well, this was different.
I know.
And it'll be number
one. It's going to be painful to listen to, but it'll still be good.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.